From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A recent agricultural technology summit in Modesto, California, focused not just on the flashy, but also the mundane. The California Farm Bureau reports one farm tech officer spoke of the need to use technology to track finances in real time as a way to help farmers make more informed decisions about money. Getting the next generation interested in the business is the focus of one educator who helps teens find internships with equipment makers. India has offered to partially open up its poultry and dairy markets in a bid for a limited trade deal during President Trump's first official visit. AgriMarketing.com reports the world's largest milk-producing nation has traditionally restricted dairy imports to protect the livelihoods of 80 million rural households in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is trying to pull out all the stops for Trump's visit that ends today. U.S. ag exports to Taiwan and other Asian markets are facing new logistical and transportation challenges thanks to the novel coronavirus, and those conditions may not ease soon. The USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service tells thepacker.com trade with Taiwan is being impacted by new quarantine measures, port closures, vessel delays, and suspended flights as U.S. ag exporters struggle to find available cargo space. While Taiwan has not announced any new quarantine restrictions, delays are impacting overall U.S. ag exports to Taiwan and the world.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.